The reason that treatment is successful and the reason that affirmations are successful is that we make an affirmation such as, I am independently wealthy. And in making such an affirmation, we are making a statement that we cannot analyze. We cannot intellectualize about it. We cannot understand what it means, except that it means there's plenty of money. There's plenty of everything. No matter what it is that we need, it's there. When we don't intellectualize about something, we do not take away from its ability to manifest. Every time we conditionalize something, we take away the power to manifest that in our experience. And when we take away that power to manifest, what we are doing is we are saying no, or we are doubting it, or we are putting a negative cause in motion for the very thing that we'd like to have a positive cause in motion. If we say, I am spiritually illumined, we have no idea what that means. Sounds good. Sounds like a very positive, wonderful, uplifting thing. But what does it mean to be spiritually illumined? Well, it certainly means something good. It certainly means something positive and desirable. It means something that is beneficial to us. How, where, and why? We can imagine, but we never can intellectualize about it because we do not have enough parameters to work with when we think about it. This is true for the effectiveness of all treatment. When I say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, we cannot conceive what that means. We cannot understand what whole and perfect means, except that it means something good again, something desirable, that whatever was a problem is no longer there, that whatever was a condition that was threatening or bothering us is no longer present. We are living in the wholeness and the perfection of our ideal state. Now, what in the world is our ideal state? That is something very interesting, too. We are unable to intellectualize about that. We're unable to say things about that would limit it, because we just don't understand. When we hear about people saying, I am God, now what in the world does it mean to be God? How do we conceive God? What do we think of God as being? We can think, why I can say I'm God, and realize that the things that we're saying, why I can say I'm God, are things that we thoroughly do not understand. Thoroughly, we have a generalized idea about it, but we don't understand just what it means. And the reason we don't understand what it means is that we are not living in that higher state of consciousness. When we live in that higher state of consciousness, then we live in the state of being God. We live in the awareness of being God. We live in the world awareness of allness. And in that awareness, there's no limitation. The opportunity we all have of speaking our word in treatment, of speaking our word in prayer, speaking our word in affirmation, is to put a cause in motion. It's not a matter that we're creating something that doesn't already exist, for everything exists right now. There is only the now. What we are doing is we are realizing it. And this is what treatment is all about, to realize the truth about ourselves, about our world, about whatever condition comes to our mind. As we realize this, we exercise a power that is beyond anything we can ever have imagined. And we bring about an effect that is so beautiful, that is so fulfilling and rewarding, that nothing can be deleted or nothing can stop it on this perfect path. And for this, we say to ourselves, all is in divine order now. All is in perfect oneness now. I speak my word in treatment, I speak my word in prayer, I speak my word in affirmation, and whatever I speak my word for, that manifests, that is revealed, that is present in my experience, in the now. This is what we want to accomplish. This is the direction that we're going. Can we keep our thought 100% on that concept? Well, we can. But it takes a little practice. It takes a little practice of being one-pointed. And being one-pointed does not mean that we are knowledgeable in the contrary point. Although this is something that seems like we would like to say too often. The contrary point. We do not have to have a negative to have a positive. We do not have to have a contrary to have whatever it is that we would like to experience in our world of affairs, in our body, in our life. Today, I put a cause in motion, and that cause is, I speak my word in affirmation and prayer in treatment, knowing that it is already there, and my word reveals whatever it is that is my choice in my life now. And so it is. And so it will always be.